Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roy Aubrey presenting my $3,000 electric accordion. All the sounds you hear on this album will be made by my accordion, except for Jesse the drummer. Jesse, here we go on 12th Street Rag. Are you ready, boy? Ladies and gentlemen, for that deafening applause. I love applause. Of course, the boss doesn't. While you're applauding, you're not drinking.
Thank you very, very, very much. And welcome to the Anaheim Bowl. Here is another request that I have had from some folks up at the cheaper seats up at the bar there. It's an old Air Force number. He was in the Air Force for 12 years. It's called Zip Up Your Jacket and Fly. Before I do that, though, have you heard it before? It's real tricky. Zoom. Oh, boy. Look at the smoke from that cigar. Didn't know my girl liked to smoke till she grabbed my butt. Cigar. Now. Yes. Now, what's his name? Al. Is that Al, you rascal? What's your favorite piece, Al? Oh, no. No pointing, just name the tune, you know. Okay, Al. No, I knew Al. I just haven't seen him. And let's see, when was it? 1947, I believe it was. I remember the suit. Now, Al, we're going to do this song for you. And here's a lovely couple. There's a lovely couple. Are you folks married? Oh, no, they're not. They're from Sacramento. Now, I see. Just practicing. You folks there, you're late. Did you bring a note? Who is that? Oh, good evening. Welcome, sir. Here's a song here for the folks that just came in. They're a little late. We expected them earlier. They're celebrating their fifth... anniversary, I believe it is. There's our six-year-old son down there. Hello, Junior. Now, this is a detective skit. I hate to call it. In fact, this guy had his own office right next to the G-men. You've heard of G-men? That's what the two old maids said when they found some under their bed. G-men. Well, he had a Secret Service girl with him. He keeps her undercovers. Or undercover girl. There was a knock at the door. He said, "Answer that door, Poopsie." She says, "What did it say?" What did it say? Get out of here. She's real dumb. She thought bisexual was when you paid for romance. Now, just then a girl says, "Hey, someone stole $40 out from under my garter." And I said, "Didn't you feel him reaching up there?" And she says, "How do I know what he was reaching for?" She's a real eccentric broad there. She wears big black garters in remembrance of those that have gone beyond. Now, I started walking along the street, you know. I noticed this girl hustling along beside me, and she had a mattress on her back. She said she was a delivery girl for a furniture store, but, you know, I'm a suspicious copper. I figured it might be curb service. So I tailed her, followed her. She walked up to a cab driver, and she says, "Do I pay before or after I get on?" He says, "You pay before you get on." She says, "What a coincidence, same as my racket." She says, "I'm a cab driver, too." She's a real coward, though. We are a yellow cab driver. Trouble was, her passengers wanted to go too far for the money. Well, she walked into this bar. She threw a $5 bill on the bar. The bartender says, "Ma'am, that $5 bill is counterfeit." "My God," she says, "I've been raped." Well, that's when I walked in. So I made a lunge for her, and she made a lunge for me. So we had lunch together, and whale tail under glass. No, that takes too long to make, 20 years. I says, "Crime doesn't pay." She says, "No, but the hours are good, and you're your own boss." I said, "You sound bitter." She says, "I am. My brother got sent up for rape, you know, assault with friendly weapon." And assault with friendly, you're mixed up. Sober up. Now, and my buddy, he went from China right to Egypt, you know. He had 10 wives. In fact, he used to say, "I can make love to all 10 of them." So they rushed him right to Las Vegas, threw him on the stage of a big nightclub there. The curtain went up, 500 people, but after the third girl, he fainted. The boss refunded everybody's money, grabbed this guy by the neck and shook him, says, "What's the idea?" Well, he says, "I don't know, it must have been the rehearsal." Now this, get out of here. Now, here is a song that I haven't played in many years. It's called "If You See My Girlfriend Lou Out With Someone New, Don't Tell Me, Let Him Catch It Too." Mambo. It's about this girl. She's a real clown. She went to the doctor one day, and she says, "You know, Doc, I can have one drink, and I get all over sexed. What can you do for that?" So he gave her 5 martinis and locked the door. Now, he's a great doctor. I went out to his house last Christmas. Their son wanted a watch for Christmas, so they let him. And, and they have cats. I think she has something like 21 cats. The word is she has the biggest cat house in Reno. Santa Claus arrived. He crawled in there. There was this lady. He says, "Stick around, Santa, and have a drink." He says, no, can't stay. Gotta go. Got toys for the boys. She slipped on a black negligee, and he says, hey, gotta stay. Can't get up the chimney this way. Now, here's a novelty song that I was supposed to do for some friends over in the corner. They're celebrating their 5th payment on their house. It's a little thing called "Get Off the Table, Mabel." The $2 is for the beer. Well, I don't like it either, so I changed it. I called it "Get Back on the Table, Mabel. I Don't Drink." There was a whale out there squirting water way in the air, and 2 old maids were watching. Finally, one of them says, "I see no reason why that animal should lie on its back and show off that way." Now, yes. Now, these are pretty bad, aren't they? Will all the virgins raise your hands? Not one arm, how about that? We got a sexy crowd tonight. All right. Now, we loot a song for Al over here. He works in an office over here with 32 girls. Right, Al? And he picked out the prettiest one. He says, hey, tomorrow's my birthday. Let's you and me sneak out and celebrate my birthday. You're the prettiest girl out of the whole office staff here. Well, they went to her apartment, killed a fifth of whiskey, turned the lights down low. She says, Al, I'm going into the bedroom. You come on in the bedroom in about 5 minutes. At the end of 5 minutes, Al ripped off all of his clothes, ran up to the bedroom door. A sweet young voice has come right in. He walked in, and there was the whole office staff singing, happy birthday.